Hello?
Hello, yes, Daniel Brown?
Who?
Mr. or Mrs. Daniel Brown.
No, sir, you had the wrong number.
Well, the reason I'm my name is Walter, and the reason I'm a call, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I am not selling you anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of the research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. This survey will take approximately about 5-10 minutes of your time. Would you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Well, if I can answer.
Sure, no problem. Now, let me ask you, what is your ethnicity?
Huh?
What is your ethnicity?
What's my ethnicity?
No, your race. Are you black or African American?
Oh, America.
African American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I don't know.
Independent. Right? Independent, then.
Independent.
You don't lean towards the Democrats or the Republicans, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, let's go to the next. Now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Well, lately, I ain't been tend to know them, so I can't say this give you an answer for that.
Okay, so no problem. I'm just going to put neither, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Sixth grade.
Okay. Okay, next, are some questions about you think things are going on in your community. How you think the things are going on in your community in the country? We're thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Well, wherever that is, I'm satisfied.
Okay, great. Now, will it be somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Well, I'm satisfied, man. Nothing don't kind of poke around me.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. I'm just going to say somewhat satisfied, okay? Okay, great. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as a governor? And will you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Well, look, again, you have to prove whatever they do now. So, don't need to say can't approve because can't do nothing about it. So, I'll say it's approved.
Disapprove?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhat disapprove. All right. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable, okay, towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know, you've never heard of the person, group, tell us that as well. What about go ahead, ma'am.
On person.
Yes,
I feel fine. I feel good on all of them. Good.
Okay, how you feel about
me?
How you feel about
me? Right,
how you feel about Ron DeSantis?
Well. Feel all right.
Okay. So why on the scale from 0 to 10, what number will you give him?
10.
Okay. The Republicans in Congress.
What are they doing that?
They doing bad? So will you give them a 0, a 1?
I'll give them a 1.
Okay. Team Scott.
I'm supposed to give him a number 2?
Yes.
I give him a 1, 2.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Donald Trump?
Nah, I give him a 0.
Okay, no problem. Kamala Harris?
I give him a 1.
Okay. Brian Kemp?
Give him a 1.
And the last one will be Joe Biden.
He 1, 2.
Okay, no problem. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10, how much power you think your vote has?
Well, I vote anyhow. So they take it from there, so I don't know how that runs, but I vote. I don't need some voting now.
But you think that your vote has power?
Well, yeah, it should. If
okay.
It don't, it's done.
So from 0 to 10, how much power do you think your vote has?
Long that vote, that's good.
Yes, of course, but you think the power that your vote has a 5, a 6, a 7, a 8, a 9, a 10 being a lot of power?
Well, yeah, well, 1, yeah, maybe cat, he can be 5 or be 5. Because on that now, I can't give you an exact answer on that because I don't know how that runs.
All right, no problem. So I won, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the community has on a scale from 0 to 10.
Well, it needs to prove anyhow, so I say I give it a 10.
Oh, 10, okay, great. Okay, how would you describe black political power since 2020 until now? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Well, I'm going to say less.
Less powerful?
Okay. Yes.
Much less, or somewhat less powerful?
Less.
Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local offices? Using the scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and 10 means you definitely will vote.
Definitely will vote.
I'm sorry?
Definitely I will vote.
Oh, you will? Okay, so 10.
Uh-huh.
Okay, will you say you care a great deal? A little bit? Not that much? Or you don't care at all who is elected president in
2024? Well, I do care.
Okay.
Who get it.
Okay, so it's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, we're already at 33%, so we're almost done, okay? Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party, candidates? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Oh, I will vote for president.
Yeah, but will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, third-party candidate?
No, I vote for Joe Biden, not Donald Trump.
Okay, no problem. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Well, in my book, I can't tell no difference. It's always the same, so I don't worry about it.
Okay, so stay about the same. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number, 0 to 10. So, okay. Abortion access?
Well, I said a 10.
Okay. Climate change?
I don't know him yet. I'll give him a 10. I got to learn him first.
Jobs and wages?
I don't know him. I'll give him a 10.
Okay. Student loan debt?
Yeah. You 10 too.
Okay. Healthcare?
Had a 10.
The last one is reducing racism and discrimination.
Had a 10 too.
Okay, great.
Okay. When they ever get on there to vote, then I know who they be talking about.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community.
Mm-hmm.
And a 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Abortion access.
I don't know nothing about that now. I give that a 1.
Okay. Climate change.
I don't know nothing. Another 1. I'm going to learn about it.
Jobs and wages?
Well, like I say, I give him a 1, too.
No, these are priorities. These are priorities that the Democrats have made it the top priorities to change. Do you think that the Democrats are working hard on abortion access, on climate change, on jobs and wages?
I'll give it a 10.
Yes. Okay. What about student loan and debts? You think that they made it a top priority for them?
I don't know too much, but I'd give him a 10 too.
Okay. Student loan debt? 10, right?
I need that.
Do you think they
need
made healthcare?
Need that too, 10.
Okay, for
I
healthcare.
Need that too.
And to reduce racism and discrimination?
That got need to change that too. That need a 10 too.
Okay, no problem.
But I need to get a loan.
All right, so I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first one is the American Rescue Plan Committee, over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Do you think that that's going to impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it?
The world for the fair on that.
You never heard of that?
No, sir.
Okay, no problem. The next one. In the proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possessions and urge governments to do the same. Never heard of it? Not at all? Not that much? That's not going to impact your life?
No, you're right. Not that much. Some of this stuff I don't even know nothing about.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Now, the last one here would be the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officer responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. You never heard of that? Not at all? A fair amount?
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, no problem. Okay. We almost done, okay? Now I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024. And 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? Now, black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It is up to us to decide our future. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how will you grade that?
I don't know too much about it, but I give it a 10, whatever it is.
Extremely convincing, okay. Now, black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that will lower the cost of critical prescriptions and drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. How convincing are you about that from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay, great. Okay. Sometimes over the course of survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changing on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Well, I give it a 10 too, huh? I do vote. I try to do my best.
Okay, no problem. You say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all. Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second. Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and the state and local offices? Using the scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you will not vote, 5 means there is a 50-50 chance, 10 means you definitely will vote.
It'll be 50-50 chance, I'm going to vote.
Okay, no problem. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024? Is it a great deal, a little bit, not that much, not at all?
Well, whoever get it, it'd be a great deal, because a lot of times I don't know the president when I vote, but I vote anyhow.
Okay, I see. No problem. So in the November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today. Will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, third party? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Well, I won't vote for no Donald Trump. I'll vote for the rest of them.
So you're undecided?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair Fight, is it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of them?
Well, I never heard of them.
Okay.
I want to get to say something I don't know nothing about, you know?
No, of course, I understand. People's Agenda?
What's that?
It's an organization for when they make the counts for the votes.
What did I put to say on that?
The same thing. You've never heard of them? Never heard of them. Not at all? Not that
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. I'm going to be on the video.
Local Board of Elections?
I don't know nothing about them neither.
Okay.
I'm going to be on the video.
New Georgia Project?
Mm-mm. Got me here. I don't even know.
Okay. Secretary of State?
I don't know nothing about them neither.
Okay. Pro Georgia?
No.
Black Voters Matter?
Mm-mm.
A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all?
Not at all. The understanding, not at all.
Okay. And the last one is called Fair Count.
I don't know nothing about that neither.
Okay, no problem.
I ain't hear nothing about that neither.
Okay. No problem. We already at 87%, okay? So we almost done here. Now, these next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach for political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I'm very conservative because I like to know what I'm doing.
Okay. Somewhat conservative. Okay. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual? Or four, something else? Sorry that I have to ask you this question, but I have to ask you.
Okay. Well, what the second one you asked me?
No, the first one is heterosexual or straight. Number two, lesbian or gay. Number three is bisexual.
Great.
You're straight.
I'm straight.
Okay, great. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Well, I was my husband been dead for 9 years. My husband been dead for 9 years.
Oh,
I'm single.
So you're widow. Okay. Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I got a he-bum. I have nine little boys.
Yeah, but are any of them under 18 years old?
No, all of them grown.
Okay. Okay, how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time, part-time?
Well?
Retire?
Now that's good, because I don't know how to put that together. But my employment.
Are you currently working?
No, I'm not working.
Okay, are you retired?
Well, yeah, I'm done turning 84 anyhow.
Oh, okay, you retired. Okay. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not read responses options. Now, was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 and $34,999, between $35,000 and $44,999? 55,000 to 64,999, 65,000 to 74,999, 75,000 to 85,000, 85,000 to 99,999. How, or you don't know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't.
No problem. Okay, we are 94, so we almost done. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia Knowledge Expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 to December of 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving us as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia Knowledge Expert? Yes or no?
No, the reason why I say that, because I can't read or write, so I try not to get something I don't know nothing about. You know, I won't be honest with you.
Okay, no problem then. Thank you so much for your time. We are done now, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. How do you disposition this? How do you disposition when you do when you complete the survey? Like right here, look. No, I'm not even on the group. Like, got copy already. Oh, okay. It doesn't click. It doesn't close. Damn it. Yo, you done service before? Did you? Because I just did one. But I don't know, like, what to do now. Yeah.
Which one is it?
What you mean, which one?
We're asking questions for you.
Yeah, that one. I already copied it. Yeah.
One more time, no answer.
Right here. I'm not in a group. Yet. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. You're going, then.
Do I have to put my name or no? No, right? Okay. Yeah, that's what I want to know.